Lance is the driving cat, the cat who could drive a car. He drives around all over the town. Toots is the driving cat.
Hey everyone, it's Richard, again. Yeah, I'm sick of me too. Depending on the tachyon levels in your home, today is March 3rd, 2022. This is Bonersode 118, and my producer is Cat Life Chose Me, for reasons that will soon be apparent. I'm gonna take a little break from prank calls today, and instead, settle a problem I have with some of my neighbors, and you will just sit there and listen.
Enterprises, Brad speaking.
Oh, hey, Brad, it's your neighbor, Ronk, from down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to ask if the next time you're out and about in the neighborhood, do you think you could not imitate my cat anymore?
Do what?
You know how when you walk past my house over here on... Like, you imitate my cat. You know how my cat just kind of hangs out in the window, and you stand there and...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you mimicking my cat. Like, when my cat's sitting in the window and just... You know, just kind of bathing or just whatever, like you...
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude. You got the wrong guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I know it was you. It's okay. Like, I'm not mad. I'm just asking if you could not do it anymore. Like, I think it kind of freaks my cat out.
Fuck you. Hey. I don't know what your problem is, dude, but hey. I don't know you.
I don't know what you're describing is not me. I don't know what your problem is.
I don't know what your problem is.
I don't know what your problem is, motherfucker, just standing outside my house imitating my cat.
I've never stood outside your house. I don't even know where you live.
No, I got you.
I don't even know who you are.
I got you on the security camera. You're out there like you were sitting down. You were sitting down.
Good. Take that to the police because that's
Well, no, it's not
me.
It's not a police matter, stupid. I'm just asking you.
Well,
one
it
neighbor.
Will be if you keep calling me.
Well, no, I'm just one neighbor to another.
Yeah.
I'm just asking you nicely. Like, when you sit out there...
No, you're not. I don't know what your problem is. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, my problem...
You got the wrong person.
My problem is when you sit there and you extend your leg into the air and you're trying to lick your crotch out on the sidewalk.
Hello?
Hello, Renee?
This is Renee.
Oh, hey, Renee.
Sorry. What? I'm in the library, so that's why I'm quiet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should be whispering.
Right.
Well, this is Ronk with the HOA, and I just need to let you know about something that we're going to be doing in your yard tomorrow.
In our yard?
Yeah, your front yard. Tomorrow afternoon, a bunch of us from the neighborhood, we're going to be gathering just to practice a dance recital.
No. We have dogs.
In your front yard?
No. Why would... No. You can find somebody else's yard.
Well, no, we already chose yours.
No,
I'm just letting you know, that's all.
Goodbye. I have things I'm doing right now. I'm tutoring a child, so I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Bye.
Can I help you?
Hello, Dwayne?
How can I help you?
Oh, hey, it's Ronk with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to let you know tomorrow evening there's going to be a few of us gathering in your front lawn for just a couple of hours. We're just going to be kind of practicing a little dance routine.
Huh?
Margaret wanted me to call and just kind of let you know in case you're going to be home.
Oh, wait a minute. Do what now? Hang on. Stop. Just a second. What's going on here now?
You need me to start all the way over?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand. What are you doing?
Oh, gosh, you're slow. This is Ronk with the HOA. Margaret wanted me to call and let you know that...
Margaret did. Okay.
Yeah, Margaret wanted me
to...
Okay, stop interrupting me. We're going to be over there tomorrow evening, and we're going to be practicing a dance routine in your front lawn. It's for this recital that we're doing of the Cats musical. So there's going to be about a half dozen of us just, you know, dressed up in our cat costumes, just dancing around your lawn for a couple of hours.
Okay, and Margaret, I guess, has talked to my wife about this?
Well, no, I tried to call your wife earlier, but man, she was being a huge bee about it, saying that she was in the library or something, so... I just figured I'd run it by you instead.
Well, hold on just a minute. Who are you anyway? I'm not sure I even know who you are.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever met personally. I'm just over here on...
No, but I definitely don't appreciate that.
Appreciate what?
What you just said.
What did I just say?
That she's a bee.
Well, no, yeah, I know. I sugarcoated it, though. I didn't use the full word.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, but that's her problem, though. Like, she's the one that was being a bee.
No, I tell you what.
I was just trying to explain it to her, and she's like, I'm tutoring a child, and then she hung up on me like a huge bee.
She was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she's a huge bee, that's all. I mean, you got to talk to her about that.
Can I get your number, Ron? I'm at work right now.
Well, it's on your caller ID, dummy.
First of all, I didn't give anybody approval to be doing a dance in my front yard.
Oh, but I wasn't calling for approval. I was just letting you know that we're going to be there tomorrow. Margaret's
well,
the one
that... you're not going to be marching on my yard.
No, we're not marching. We're going to be dancing. We're practicing our dance routine.
I could care less.
Okay,
no, not in my front yard.
Well, you don't have to be a huge D about it. Like, it's just a few of us from the neighborhood.
I need to understand, first of all, where did this come about? How did we get involved? I mean, you call me, put yourself in my position.
You want me to do your job?
I
don't even think I'm qualified. No. Like, I don't even know what you do for a living.
Hello?
Hello, Dwayne, it's Ronk again. Listen, that was a real D thing to do, just hanging up on me like that.
Hold on just a moment, okay?
What are you doing?
Hold on. I'm going someplace where I'm not sitting in the middle of an office, okay?
No, okay. Why, are you going to yell at me a bunch or something?
Does it matter?
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Like, why don't you want the people around you to hear what you're saying? Like, I bet they all think that you're being weird and secretive. Like, they think that you're talking to your mistress or something.
Dude, I don't know who you are.
I told you my name three times, Dumbo. It's wrong. I'm over here.
What'd you call me? What did you just call me?
I called you a Dumbo.
Okay, dude. Let me just tell you this. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, okay, but we're going to be there.
Anything in my front yard.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow. Yeah, Margaret already approved it and everything.
Won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Margaret does not own my property.
Well, no, but she's with the HOA, and so we can use
I could give a rat.
Well, you better start giving a rat because she gave us permission, motherfucker.
Oh. Okay, I'm done.
Are you okay?
Don't talk to me anymore.
Well, no, don't hang up again like a little bee. Hello, Danny. Hey, Danny, it's Ronk from down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to ask if you could please quit walking past my house and mimicking my cat.
Do what now?
You know how when you walk past my house, you mimic my cat, like he's in the window and everything, and you're just out there in the yard, just kind of standing there, just like mimicking his movements?
I've never mimicked your cat.
Oh,
I've never even seen your cat.
Well, this is Danny, right? Do I have the right number?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one.
Yeah, it's me.
It's okay. I'm not trying to make it a big deal or anything. It's just kind of strange when you sit in my yard and you're pretending to bathe like a cat and everything.
I've never seen your cat.
Well, okay. I guess you're just doing that for no reason then. It's just kind of weird because you sit there and you pretend to bathe like a cat.
Oh, you're crazy. There ain't no way that's me.
Well, no, it's you. You're the one that's crazy. Just sitting there acting like you're a cat in my front yard. Just please don't trample my grass. That's all. Just.
Well, it ain't me, bud. I'll tell you that because I don't walk nowhere.
Well, I don't know why you're lying. Like, we're neighbors. We should just be on good terms. And
I do not walk here.
Like, you run in circles, you know, in my front yard, and you plop down, and you start, like, rolling around with your legs up in the air on your back and everything. It's just...
You're fucking nuts. But I do not walk in your subdivision.
Danny, you're a human being, not a cat, okay? You need to stay out of my yard.
What? Kiss my ass, bud. It's not me.
Hello?
Hello, Connie?
Yes?
Hey, Connie, it's Richard over here in the wildlife department.
Yeah.
I just need to let you know there's going to be a truck coming by your house tomorrow. They're just going to be putting a sign in your yard.
What in my yard?
A sign. See, here's the thing. We had a surveyor out there this morning, and they noticed that there were signs of some rats in your neighborhood.
Hold on just a minute. I'm going to let you talk to my husband.
No, I don't want a sign in my yard.
Hello?
Thank you.
Oh, is this Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jack. Yeah, it's Richard with the Wildlife Department. I was just explaining to Connie about the sign that's going in your yard.
I don't want a sign in my yard.
Oh, I know, but we have to. Yeah, it's just a city ordinance.
Who said?
Who said?
Well, there's no rats in my yard.
No, there's no rats in your yard, but the surveyor, he was out there and he found signs that the rats were coming from your house.
What?
And, yeah.
What? No, that's not going to happen.
No, well, let me explain. I think there's just some confusion. Like, you're not in trouble or anything, but we just have... What?
There is no sign going in my yard. If there is a sign in my yard, I will take it down and throw it in the garbage.
Oh, no, it's city property. Sir.
There is no rats in my yard.
I didn't say that there were, but your house is being designated a rat sanctuary.
But no.
Yeah, we
not
have.
Not going
to
happen.
Yeah, Jack, we have to.
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
This is Richard with the Wildlife Department.
Well, you're not coming. There's going to be no signs in my yard.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be.
I'm telling you right now.
There's going to be one sign.
No, there isn't.
Yeah,
there isn't.
Jack, come on. I'm trying to explain to you, sir, but you just keep cutting me off. You're being very impolite.
No, I'm telling you, you're being very impolite. I agree to you putting a sign in my yard?
Well, we're not asking permission. We're just doing it because we have to.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we have.
It's private property. It belongs to me.
Well, no, there's an easement right at the edge of your driveway there, and that's where we're putting the sign.
It will be taken down.
No, you can't. It's Jack.
Yes, I will.
Jack, you're not above the law, okay? You need to quit acting like you're the...
There is no law. What? There is no law.
Of course there's
you
laws.
Show me a law that says I have to let you put a sign in my yard.
Hey, is that Connie in the background there? Tell her to pipe down, okay? We're trying to have a conversation.
There is no conversation. Well, go ahead and put it in there, but I'll take it down.
Well, no, I'm not going to be putting it in. There's going to be a work crew that comes out. I'm just making
for
the phone
what?
Call.
Well, for
see,
what?
Well, see, because here's the thing. The rats that they found signs of.
There is no rats. Who found these signs?
The surveyor that was out there. He found signs of the Paluma rat. It's a rat that's, you know, it's endangered. So that's why we're designating your house as a rat sanctuary.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
You're not designated. No, you're not. I'm telling you that right now.
Well,
you can do whatever you want. I'll have a lawyer standing right here in the driveway. You are not putting a sign in my yard as a rat sanctuary.
Well, your lawyer's not going to be able to stop the city.
The hell he is.
Your lawyer doesn't control what the city does.
You don't represent the city. You don't mean anything to me.
Well, that's just hurtful. There's no need.
Well, I don't care if it's hurtful. What do you think it is that you're telling me? You don't think that's hurtful? You get out of my life. I'm not talking to you anymore.
This is harassment.
No, I'm just trying to explain something to you. I'm with the wildlife department.
Yes, well, I'm not. But you know what?
What?
We don't have rats here anymore than anybody else.
No, I never... Ma'am, I never said that you had rats. I'm not trying.
You said we're a rat sanctuary.
Yeah, the city's designating you as a rat sanctuary because there were.
Well,
let me just explain.
On whose authority?
That would be the wildlife department. Let me just explain. Like you're getting all worked up for no reason.
Hell yes.
There's just a big misunderstanding here. Let me just give you the details before you react.
Hold on. Now explain again.
Look, I'm just trying to let you know what's going on. Like, it's not my decision, but there's going to be a truck coming by, and they're going to be installing a sign and a rat feeding station right next to your driveway.
How come you're from Petco?
That's where I'm based out of here, the office.
I bet you are.
Yeah, that's where our office is located. We partner with Petco for the surveys.
Surveys. This is what you're telling me. There's a survey that shows there are rats here.
Yeah, they found rat droppings just around your house, and they were leading back to your house.
Oh, you know what? This is unbelievable.
Well, what's unbelievable about it? No, it's a good thing, though, because...
Oh, it's just divine.
Well, because it makes your house a landmark. You know, because the...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, because the Paluma rat, it's an endangered species, and now your house is...
Of wrong stuff.
Of what? Please. Of wrong stuff?
Well, I could say it, but no, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you watch your mouth, Connie. You're...
Hey, that's it.
Hey,
Don't you ever call me again.
Hey, tell Jack.
Get off my phone.
Hey, Jack.
Get off my phone right now, buddy.
Jack.
Get off my phone.
Just
and
shut
don't
up, Jack.
Ever call me again, or I'll have the law on you.
Jonathan, can I help you?
Oh, hey, Jonathan. It's Leave over here at the gas station.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. My manager just wanted me to call and ask if the next time you're down here, just filling up your tank or whatever, do you think you could not put any more of those stickers out on the gas pumps?
What are you talking about?
You know those Biden stickers you've been putting on there? He's pointing to the price.
You have no idea who I am.
I thought this was Jonathan. Do I have the right number? I thought I did.
Yeah, it's Jonathan, but I have no earthly idea what you're talking about, Biden stickers.
Yeah.
Any other freaking...
It's those Biden stickers where he's pointing at the price and it says, I did that. Like, it's funny and everything, but we're just getting a couple complaints.
I did not put those on your pumps.
Well, yeah, you definitely did. It's okay. Like, we're not, like, you're still welcome to
show
up here and
everything. How in the hell would you, how would you even know, even, how would you even get my number to find out that if I did or didn't? And I'm saying I didn't.
Oh, it's tied to your payment method. Yeah, we just looked it up with your payment method. Yeah, it, like I said, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, we keep
It is a freaking big deal to me because I didn't freaking do it.
Well, John, we know it was you. We got you on the security camera and everything. No harm done.
What vehicle?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you weren't even filling up your tank at the last time you did it. Like, you just came in.
And I want to know what vehicle you're saying that I use to do what you're accusing me of.
Well, no, I'm not accusing you. I'm just asking if you could not do it again.
You are.
Because we keep having to peel them off, and like, it leaves sticker residue.
I did not do it.
John, there's no reason.
Do you understand it?
Why are you getting this upset? Like, I'm just asking you nicely, that's all.
You're making an accusation of something I did not do.
Well, no, you just...
I don't like it.
Well, no, it's just gas pumps aren't really the appropriate platform for expressing...
I did not fucking do it. Do you not understand that?
Well, but I know that you did, though. That's the thing. Like,
no,
and it's,
you don't.
And I know I...
And I didn't fucking do it.
Well, John, I'm just... I don't mean to embarrass you, but, like your political beliefs are not something that...
You're not fucking embarrassing me. You fucking don't know what you're talking about.
Hello?
Hey, John, it's Leave again from the gas station. Listen, I just wanted to apologize about earlier.
You call me again, and I'm going to find out who you are and where you are, and I'm going to screw your ass.
Thanks again to Cat Life Chose Me for getting me in all kinds of legal trouble today. And thanks to Polster Cactus for the Biden sticker idea. That sure was fun. Thanks everyone for supporting my upcoming confrontation with the law. I need to go call some lawyers. Goodbye.
We move like cage tigers, oh, we couldn't get closer than this. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we stop, the way we kiss. We slip through the streets while everyone sleeps, getting bigger and sleeker and wider and brighter. We bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea.